If you're one of those people on the lookout for food trucks, you found them right there across Ward Avenue in the old Fisherman's Wharf site. Well, you'll notice today it is gone. That space will open in 10 days as part of the new Makers and Tasters Kewalo Community Marketplace. Let's find out what's in store.
Locals really love their food trucks.
Natalie Axon is general manager for Makers and Tasters Kewalo, a new marketplace in Kaka'ako Makai. It's a project of Street Grinds, which claims over $15 million spent on local businesses in the last 5 years of their Eat the Street events. They now plan parking, tables, umbrellas, green space, a wooden deck, and modular vendor booths for a year-round venue.
What a great place for the bar.
Yes.
Right by the water there.
Yeah, we'll have free films, music on the weekends, hula. You know, we really want to bring the community back to the wharf.
You know, someone has a great idea for food, or they've been cooking food for a long time, and they want to turn it into a business.
That's Brandon Askew, owner and co-founder of Street Grinds, a family company. He says your dreams of cooking may still fly, even if you can't fork over the $10,000 plus for a food truck.
Well, you see, we're standing right now in front of A&G Steaks and Things, and they're operating out of a 10x10 tent. They have their grill, their coolers, their hand-washing station. They have a transaction plane. And with this minimal equipment, they're able to operate out of Makers and Tasters.
Street Grinds has leased this property across Ward Avenue from the Office of Hawaiian Affairs for 3.5 years.
You feel the breezes, even though it's hot? Every big city has something like this that's flourishing. They do it during the summer, but us, we can do it every day.
Oahu does sport the largest food truck rally in the nation. Makers and Tasters roster boasts over 300 independent small businesses, from food vendors to the makers at the popular night market. They plan to offer breakfast and dinner Monday through Friday and lunch 7 days a week. Choose from 15 different vendors for lunch and dinner. They'll rotate, so you could taste them all if you went every day.
Right here, 3B's Catering. They do Puerto Rican. I'm looking for a Filipino food truck.
Uncle's Gourmet Kitchen does a deconstructed musubi, crispy fried nori with the goodies on top. Stir It Up made a memorable lily koi green tea.
Firehouse food truck, the Chamoran place, they're partnering with Kupu, the nonprofit organization that helps young adults get back into the workforce. They're going to do a truck together called Lava Tube, and it's a tube of bread, and they fill it with whatever you want, meats.
We wanted to bring something for the visitors, the local community, to come to every day that isn't some, you know, really expensive experience. It's really approachable.
Elevating the food truck experience, but not too much. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.